This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's hour one, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. We have 3.5 hours of sports coming up for you. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Woolchuck and Chia following the house. I'm Gavin Dawson. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video.
Yeah.
And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Brian, I think you had a birdie tell you yesterday maybe Micah was not going to be there today, and that was confirmed.
Yeah, the way that Coach was kind of talking about it, players, the voluntary part of it, kept saying the word voluntary, kept saying that, you know. So, yeah, it was I was hearing that he was probably not going to be on the field doing stuff.
Yeah.
Dak was going to be on the field, and then we kind of got a little bit of an update on what we think what's going to happen with Diggs, which we talked about that yesterday. Really no timeline until he starts to work over with Britt Brown and those guys. But other than that, yeah, that Micah was probably not going to be on the field today, but part of some of the other things that they were doing.
We have a shoddy audio we'll get to a little bit later on. He spoke about it. He said he loved having him. Went to lunch with him yesterday and talked about how, you know, they want to build the best culture ever in the history of professional sports, and how it's really important that the guys who have been here show the younger guys what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, the most important thing for a team is buy-in.
Yeah.
And when the best player on the team isn't eagerly buying in and taking in as much information as that the team's giving as possible, I don't think it's good. You know, and I don't think this is one of those things where you say, hey, it's voluntary. You know, I think what it says is, I don't really want to be around you guys that much. I just want to be a star on Sundays. I don't want to work hard. And that is a horrible example to be set. Is it overcomable? Absolutely. Is Micah Parsons still an amazing Hall of Fame level player? Yes. But I don't know how that, you know, jives with Schottenheimer wanting to build the best culture, or Micah always saying he wants to be a great leader. I don't know how you guys look at it, but I think if we're going to see success with this football team, I do believe in culture. You know, I believe culture is part of why the Cowboys have struggled for 3 decades, because everybody isn't focused on football. They're focused on enjoying their football lifestyle, and that goes for the Joneses. You know, that goes for so many people involved, and it's unfortunate to see, but it's probably, you know, fairly predictable. You know, that's kind of who Micah is. You know, so I would say, hey, if you don't want to work hard, if you don't want to be around your teammates, that's cool. We're looking for leaders right now. You know, I would, if I was Schottenheimer, I think I'd go a little bit harder. I think he made some great statements, and he really emphasized the positive of when Micah was here. It was outstanding, and we're team building and culture and stuff with him. But I would let it be known, like, you know, you can't be here, or you can't be absent and be a leader. You can't be here when you want to be here and then say you're the leader. So, you know, I at 877-881-1053, love your thoughts on that. As we get OTAs underway, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll have Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus coming up at 3:40. What's in store with that today?
Yeah, just kind of working on some ideas about, again, I love these questions I can come up with, and hopefully makes you guys think as well more about the team and what we're going to try and do as we get forward to getting ready for training camp here in about another month and a half.
All right. It looks like flag football could be approved for the 2028 Olympics. Interest level? in?
Very much so.
Jerry's apparently in.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to tell me the NFL players are playing in this, or even, I guess, well-known college players or something like that. Yeah, like,
I think it's fun.
I will certainly be interested in consuming that.
Because, like, the Olympics, I'll watch pretty much any of these rando sports. If it's on, like, I'll check it out. Why the heck not? So flag football, absolutely. I totally understand. Like, even John Harbaugh was saying, yeah, I think I have a quarterback that would be pretty good at this, and Lamar Jackson, but I don't know that I'd really love him to go there and do this. There is obviously the injury level of this. Micah Parsons, speaking of Micah, he's been pretty outspoken about wanting to be a part of this himself, but I do think there is a lot of intrigue, a lot of excitement level. I think it's pretty damn exciting.
Be terrified.
As a personnel man?
Yeah, terrified. And I appreciate for the love of country and all that stuff like that. How long did they lose Kachuk to an injury because of the Four Nations?
Do we know? Just until the postseason.
Yeah, so
they got to do that long-term IR deal. That's how they're able to get Brad Marchand. Yeah. So it worked out pretty well.
Kachuk looks hurt now, though, I'll tell you that.
No, but like I was saying, that's the things that scare me. You know, we're in the middle of a run, and all of a sudden we're getting ready for a season. I just, as a personal guy, I do have confidence in my ability to find players. I don't think I have the ability to find Micah Parsons.
No, you can't find the difference.
I don't think I have the ability to find Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, if God forbid something happened, you'd be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I guess the teams will get a salary cap credit if you lose. That was part of the proposal that the owners approved today, right. And now they go to the NFLPA to see if they can strike a deal.
Yeah, if I get the credit for it, fine, but it's still...
It's a talent league, yeah. You're going to get the credit in June.
There's a difference between playing with Dak Prescott and Cooper Rush and those kind of guys, you know what I'm saying? So... That's the only thing that scares me. Hey, forgotten country, all about it. I love it.
Yeah, it's totally fair. I can't wait to watch all 31 other teams' players play. I don't really want to see the Cowboys players.
Sure,
play.
The Browns are probably like Deshaun. You should be QB one of them. Team USA in this.
It's the same.
We get a salary cap credit, please God.
It's the same. I mean, I can understand. You and I have had discussions about returning punts.
Yeah, sure.
That's within the game,
right?
That's actually within the game, but something. Like, I think about Robert Edwards in Pro Bowl Beach rookie football, and he wrecks his knee, and he's never the same player.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? And
that's graphic.
And I'm like, okay, well, did we need to be playing beach football, you know, that kind of thing in the Pro Bowl? Those are the only questions I have. I hope everybody gets to see guys play flag football. I'm just saying on a personal aspect of it for me, I'd be terrified.
Well, it's fascinating because you have the actual pro flag football players that are like that. Screw these NFL guys.
They might.
We're the pros.
They will probably be better than the pros.
We should be the ones. Yeah. Like, I don't have a doubt that Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes, like the best of the best, they can pick this up easily. But it is very, very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you take the tackling out of it, you know, it becomes a totally different skill set to avoid those tackles and to make them. And I do think NFL players would eventually pass them if they committed themselves. Agreed. But you're right. The best flag football players in the world right now would beat the NFL teams, you know, and we'll just have to see how that.
I agree on that.
You know, how many of the guys can actually make a team? And then the other question is, how many other countries have a team that could compete if we're going to the Olympics? The only flag football I've seen so far is like portions of the country finding their best team and then sending it to a national tournament like Kavanaugh and those guys used to do.
Yeah, I guess we've got the U16 teams. Like I got to call Team USA. Like we have eighth grade. Like they are trying to grow this in Japan and Canada. Yeah. I think we had like our 16 team lost to Japan a year ago or something like that, and it was pretty embarrassing for Team USA. So
I think that was an 11-on-11 regular football.
It was. They would also have flag football.
Yeah,
so part of like, hey, we're just growing in general American football across the country. So I do wonder like how good will they be when it comes to flag, like
South America's Mexico. I bet you South America's got some teams. Maybe.
Well, I mean, I think it's a genius idea for the league because it's an opportunity to grow it more into other countries. And if you could get the Olympics in there now, maybe after a couple of cycles, there could be a team out there that could potentially beat the USA. And then you'd be able to tap into some of that Four Nations, you know, that international competition. It unites fan bases and, you know, creates narratives, you know, like pro sports can't. So, you know, if you get that kind of television greatness where it's competitive and, you know, you can see that the players are giving everything they got and more like you did in the Four Nations. And then, you know, I think maybe they could also be experimenting with, could flag football actually be an alternative to football long term? if the violence and the head of the game becomes too much for our version of it, tackle football version of it. And I don't know what the chances of that are of happening, but I mean, the CTE thing's probably not going away.
No, I mean, hopefully some of the new technology and the way they're building these helmets and stuff can help stave that off. But yeah, I think there is some level of like, is this flag football thing? Is this what we're going to, is this just the introduction to what football is just going to be in however many years?
Football could only be stopped if the parents stop it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Football will always be around until the parents decide they don't want their kids playing it anymore.
Yeah.
And then once the parents step in and say, no, not going to let you do it. No, you're not playing football. Now, if you want to go do this or do that, fine. Go play baseball, go play soccer, go play something else. But only, I think only parents can stop football. Mm-hmm. It's going to be there. It's going to be that influence from families that stop the game. Mom is going to say, no, I don't want you playing. And kids going to then gravitate to another area. And there you go. You maybe lose another talented player that goes and plays another sport.
I think you lost some like 10 or 12 years ago when the CTE thing started to become big the first time around.
I remember Troy Aikman.
It stabilized. Yeah.
Troy Aikman coming out and saying if he had a son, he wouldn't allow him to play football. And I thought, man, what a hypocritical thing to say considering you've made hundreds of millions of dollars not only as a player but as a broadcaster. You know, what are you going to do if mom and dad says no, like you're going to say no? You're going to be out of a job. And he probably doesn't give a damn because, at that point in time, he'll be like, oh, fine. Somebody else's problem, not my problem. But the minute you get somebody saying no, they're not playing football, that's it. You're starting to lose the kids that were probably going to play to other sports.
I think that, that could happen, or maybe it could happen for more parents. So I think some parents are always going to be into it though, enough to keep the sport alive.
It's terrified.
Of what?
Well, Bennett. But yeah. I don't want to be the hypocrite like I just called Troy Aikman.
Well, I don't know if he's a hypocrite. I think he's from experience. He had several injuries, and now I'm financially set.
That's what I'm saying, though. His livelihood as a broadcaster is because of parents allow their kids to play football.
Yeah.
I mean, I could say it.
That's one way of looking at it.
He doesn't care about, his career has been... But there's going to be a point in time. His whole livelihood has been because of football. My livelihood has been because of football. I could have made the decision. Bennett's mom didn't want him to play football. And I'm like, well, listen, this is where, look at what I did. Kathy, come on. This is, da, 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 da. But every time he went back to pass, I was, please get up. Please get up. Please don't get hurt. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The COVID season, he only played 3 games. Best season of my life because I didn't have to worry about the other 6 games as a parent. But it's very hypocritical of me to sit there and say, no, don't play football.
Well, I mean, you have new information. You didn't know about CTE. Troy didn't know about CTE when he was playing.
You grow and learn.
The
medical, the way that the equipment, the medical and all that stuff is so much better now.
Yeah.
So much better. Man, we played with helmets that you get hit in the head and I'm seeing, I get up and I walk around and I was dizzy and I'm seeing like pink spots and stuff in front of my eyes, and somebody's, get back in there. Let's go. Get back in there. And you're like, okay.
Yesterday's show.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
No, but we didn't know about CTE. We didn't know about the 2 concussions. Like if you get back-to-back concussions, you're super bleak.
No.
Now we understand that.
No, I totally agree. And that's what I'm saying though. But it was hard for me because of, I wanted my son to have that experience, but I was terrified of it.
Yeah.
I was terrified.
And I totally get it, but I think the violence aspect to it, I feel like we love that as humans. Like
sure.
That's entertainment for us. It goes back to the gladiators, right? In ancient Rome, MMA fighting, boxing, like hockey.
Nature versus nurture.
The violence we enjoy. There's something about that where 2 grown men beating the crap out of each other and now women getting involved. Yeah, as a society. There's something to that that is just polarizing.
Well, hopefully they can, get this technology because I think what's unfortunate now is that there's tens and tens of millions of people that are willing to sacrifice their brains to try to chase that dream.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it should be that way. Rangers and Yankees tonight, pregame at 5:30. Corbin against Will Warren. He's 2-2 with a 4-6-1. DeGrom against lefty Yarborough tomorrow. Eovaldi against the lefty Rodon Thursday. So big test here for the Rangers, who have been better offensively the last couple of weeks. The Yankees 27-19. They'll make you earn it. Dallas Wings, both Dirk and Wembanyama were in the house to watch. Paige Becker's very good second game, even though they lost to Seattle. They're 0-2. A pretty good comeback there in the third, brought it to within three. She had 19 points on 50% shooting, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. It was an off-night shooting for the rest of the team, but they're optimistic about where this this thing is heading. Man, it is summer. It's, you know, or it's summer's approaching. It's starting to get hot. And I think, you know, it's a good time just for a reminder of hydration, which I'm very passionate about. I carry my Stanley water bottle with me at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Former Bishop Dunn and Texas A&M safety Brian Williams died over the weekend.
Yeah.
Tragic story. His brother, former Bishop Lynch, an Arkansas runner, told the Morning News he died after a severe heat stroke after running a half marathon the day before in Irving. Yeah. I guess.
I know the feeling.
You know, at least 58.
Not being dead, but.
Yeah, at least 58 former or current football players have died of exertional heat stroke since 1992, according to the Corey Stringer Institute.
I have a huge problem with that myself. And when I got it at LSU in the mid-80s, I lost 18 pounds in a practice one time. And, nice. And like, I, from that point on, my body has always been, like, I run marathons, and I ran the South Bend Marathon in June 8th. And I finished it, and I knew exactly what my problem was. But it's not, it's real, man. That stuff is real when it comes to your body is doing everything in its power to prevent you from dying.
Were you vomiting and stuff? Like losing all that weight? Was that like sweat weight?
It was all sweat weight, and all that. It was just all the at one practice. It all happened to me, and I couldn't practice for a week. They were sure they were thinking I might not ever practice again.
They say the easiest way to tell is that your skin gets red, and your body can't regulate its temperature, stop sweating.
That's the problem. You get clammy, you know, and you get
and then you get the chills, even though it's triple chills, digits out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So thoughts and prayers to the family, man. Yeah, that really sucks. We'll replay the G Bag of the Day champion for you on the other side. Then get to Woolchuck's top 10 here. It's the G Bag Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
105 through the fan.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a good day. It's day one of OTAs. Brought us working the phones here at the breaks, getting some details for you. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. It's also brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Every night at 5:30, Lucius runs the G-Bag of the day for you. If you ever miss it, you can tune in right here where we replay the champ, Lucius.
Boom shakalaka. Yeah, what is this, day three right here for this piece of audio?
Yes, sir.
I believe so. G back of the day, we do it every, you know, weekday on the fan, 5:30, just like the Dawson said. If you see anything out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Follow us all. Find G Back Nation on Twitter. Our winner from the RJ and Choppy show, they win an AI Broadus right here. Shout out to Bobby Bell. I'm going to let him set it up.
Brian Broadus had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find.
TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's a, is it a TNT game? Is it a?
It's TNT or ESPN.
ESPN, I mean, but okay, what night?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broadus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broadus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? Do I put it in R to go, L, N? That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in Southern Jordan right now with this rock-cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Brian, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
There he goes. AI brought us a lock to go five time and to appear in the G-Bag of the Year. It's time now to head across the broadcast console. Jake Berger's coming up in 20. Amazing. Here's the Wooly Bully.
So good, so good. Yeah, I can't wait to get more practice updates. Bobby sent a text. Said defense kind of ran the day. From him being out there. One of the big highlights, the rookie Shamar James, big 7-on-7 pick six off of Joe Milton in practice. But Dak was out there spinning it. I'm sure we'll get more. Brian's been working the phones as well, crushed his corner. Must tune in at 3:40 for that. High energy, a lot of enthusiasm. I think that's something I'm excited to see, kind of the difference when we get to Oxnard, like how shoddy runs his practices versus what we've seen with Mike McCarthy. Because the compete. I mean, they're doing free throw competitions. They're finding ways to just make sure every day there's some type of competition. I'm hoping the 1v1s, that is a staple in practice come training camp. But we'll see. We'll find out. About 2 months away, boys. 2 months away. But let's get to the
sorry.
Top 10.
Yeah.
No, go for
it. No, Mike McCarthy didn't like those one-on-ones because guys would get embarrassed.
Well, exactly right. I think you need a little embarrassment sometimes. Iron sharpens iron, right? So you get better, boys. Maybe that's when you're not going to be a weak football team, and when you get down by a couple of scores, then you're not just going to fold and then get your absolute ass whooped. When you're able to show a little bit of, when we get down, we can drag ourselves up and get back up.
You don't want to have to overcome adversity in practice. You save that adversity for games.
That was the front runner fighting McCarthy's. We need to get that soft-ass attitude out of here.
You know, it's true, because that was one of the big things that when we finally got to start going to Oxnard, Walchuk, we could not wait to get the one-on-ones, whether it's the DB and the receivers, but in particular, the O-line, D-line, O-line, pass D-line. Rush stuff. That was something you sort of live for when you're living vicariously through everyone that's in Oxnard. I want to see those one-on-one moments. McCarthy barely gave us any of those. Jason Garrett, kudos to him. He was a guy that was serious about those. Hopefully Shoddy is as well. But he's got that old school football guy, Marty Ball. Let's go get physical, boys.
Let's get Tyler Booker. Hey, welcome to Osa Digizua. Let's go. One-on-one. Boom. Get out there. Best on the rookie. Let's see how you do, Rook. Welcome to the NFL right now. We don't need to wait till week one when you're going up against Jalen Carter and the Eagles. No. We're doing it here today in Oxnard. That's how we prep you. I love it. All right, let's slide into the top 10. This isn't good for Corey. It's National Streaming Day. Streaming with an ST, not a scream with an SC. Top 10 shows on Netflix all time. This is by popularity. 877-881-1053. You streaming anything special? What's your favorite show in the history of Netflix? You know, I will say I got home last night and there wasn't any sports on besides The Wings. And Maya decided she wanted to turn on this new movie with Vince Vaughn that is on Netflix called Nonas.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been looking at that. How was it?
It is actually adorable.
Is Vince Vaughn like vintage
usual,
Vince?
Usual, charismatic, charming as hell, sweet, lovable. Is it a great movie?
Of course not.
But it does pull at your heartstrings and it makes you smile.
That's not classic Vince Vaughn, by the way. Everything you just described is not why I want to see Vince Vaughn.
It's not the raunchy Wedding Crashers.
Sharp wit.
Sexy, spicy.
A whole lot of hubris. Thinks he's amazing. He's really failing.
That's not him.
In the conversation, that's what I like to see.
But the charm well is there said, Lucius. With him being able to convince people to just do things. But I love the concept. It's actually based on a true story. I had no idea about this, but
it's a real thing.
A restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, real thing.
It's known as you have grandmothers that are the chefs at the restaurant, and they are cooking basically their family's signature dishes. Like what they grew up on. So they're able to tell their story of like, hey, you know, my grandmother grew up in Sicily and this is how she taught me to make whatever our specialty dish is, whatever our pasta or gravy. It's beautiful. And it is a star-studded cast. I mean, we've got Adrienne herself. Talia Shire is in this.
Susan Sarandon is in that joint.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon.
One of my faves.
We got Milfy Mulfy from The Sopranos.
She's in this.
Yes. The hottie from The Sopranos, the young one.
Christopher Moltisanti's girlfriend?
Moltisanti's girl. Yep, yeah. She's
in this
too. I
didn't know where you was going there, Dawson.
is that the OnlyFans mom now?
She now is an OnlyFans mom. Yeah, she was also in Sons of Anarchy. De Matteo or something, I think is her actual real name. Joseph Manganiello's in this as well. It's a star-studded cast, but it's good. Worth a watch. Solid.
Okay, so when you say Netflix, is this like specifically it's a Netflix original or something that you consumed on Netflix that like got to Netflix later? I don't know how the list specifies.
For you, the list will be specific to Netflix originals.
Okay.
These are all the most popular, and this is based on like views.
Okay, so I would say, I mean, wasn't Ozark a Netflix thing? 100%?
Ozark is not in the top 10 of Netflix viewed shows.
That's an upset, boys.
But Ozark absolutely would be one of mine favorites ever that Netflix has ever come out with. I loved Ozark. Incredible show.
It was so dark, it was like a lullaby to me.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and then wake up again, but man, crap, I fell asleep again.
Yeah. Oh, so did you not make it through? Like, were you kind of like,
I mean, I finally did, but it was, you know, it was.
I thought the last season was incredible.
You fall asleep. Dude, the cliffhangers, the season finales were what the hell did I just watch?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
We've got my auntie's
Aussie song. Crazy.
Crazy.
Supernatural.
I watched this one called Bridgerton.
Bridgerton, yeah. Bridgerton, super popular. Yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is not on Netflix there, sir, but I understand it. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I think it's an amazing show.
Awesome.
Yep, and I will back you up with Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Cult classic. Absolutely. Cult classic right there. F1 Drive to Survive from the 530.
Yeah, that's great.
I started to watch, we talked about this yesterday. Lucius, you let us know, the Favre doc, The Untold Stories.
My mom asked me about that today. Is it come out today?
It's out today. I watched like the first 20 minutes or so. I've stopped with, Jen, I think is
her
name.
The Crock Shots?
I'd have kept going. If it was the Crock Shots. But no, this is, we started to get the story of that Jets in studio host, Jen.
Yeah, Jen Sturger.
Yeah, it's her part right now. I didn't realize how she
became. That's the Crock Shot part.
Yeah. No, well, right? Right now we're hearing about her backstory, how she became famous.
Oh, they're building up the characters.
Yes, which I don't know that we need necessarily, but I also didn't realize that she was the Florida State girl that Brent Musburger was just Googling and goggling over.
She was a front row gal.
Yeah. Basically just in like a bikini top.
One of the many that he was oogling and googling.
Yeah, he's got a history of this, apparently. I didn't know that it dated go way back. McCarran's was the only one I knew. And then I guess Jen Sturger was also one. Jen Sturger made a whole career out of this.
I wonder how Brent Musburger feels about RG3's wife.
Good question.
I feel like that's just a good question.
I think a lot of them.
It's just like a topical good question.
Good for him, man. Black Mirror on Netflix, getting texted in is a good one.
You know what I tried to watch last night? I got through the first episode was The Eternaut. It's a story in Argentina.
Is it good? Yeah, because I saw that as like something that was suggested for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting a lot of these in my feed or suggested for you type of stuff, but I mean, you're in Argentina and an alien craft emerges and they start like this radioactive snowstorm that starts killing off humans. So you, now you have to survive in like this nuclear fallout type of deadly place. If you're indoors, you're safe, but outside snow. Now there are, it is dubbed over, so you got to get through that and you know, deal with that, which is kind of a pain sometimes.
You have to, it takes like what, half hour to adapt.
Yeah, and it's weird because I mean the actors, not only are you paying for their facial expressions and their good looks or whatever, but like their ability to speak the part takes some getting used to because it's a really dumbed down type of actor, I think, that's doing the voiceovers. Mm-hmm. But the concept is cool, man. I'm into these sort of end of world things like Paradise, and seems like it's like the most popular genre right now.
Yeah, it's hot right now.
The Last of Us.
You getting texted in a lot, Walchuk, from the 214-817-469 Trailer Park Boys. I don't know if that was a
Trailer Park Boys did become big.
That's where it popped.
Yeah,
is this
on
the
Netflix.
Is this the Squid Games people and
stuff
like
that? Yeah,
Squid Games.
That's a Netflix original.
Netflix popped up there.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things for sure. Stranger Things is going to be big on here. So number 10, we've got you. Okay. You is number 10. I'm so happy that show's over.
I can't believe they've stretched this thing out. Like, this guy is still getting away. I've never seen a single second of it, but I know he's a stalker. Weirdo.
I don't want to spoil the ending.
Okay, very good.
Who knows?
Ooh, Narcos. Oh, my
Narcos
God.
Is
yes, Narcos is amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
My God.
Yeah, we've got a new hunt for Osama bin Laden that's on there as well.
A new
I have
one?
Not watched. Yeah, there's a new documentary about this.
I'll tell you what. Oh, they got that guy at the end.
Yeah, we
I hate to ruin it for you.
Holy crap, they got him?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. No.
Dump out of that.
Yeah. Wait, we won that one?
Yeah, I'm breaking loose today.
I haven't seen this, haven't even heard of this one, but number 9, 98.2 million views all time. Fool Me Once. It's a limited series. 8 is The Night Agent.
Is that the George W. Bush story?
Now watch this drive.
Night Agent at 8. I liked season 1 of it.
House of Cards on this list, maybe?
House of Cards is not. It would have been probably.
Hey, didn't Cannes just give that guy like an award or something?
Did they really?
Spacey? Yeah, I think they gave him like a lifetime achievement type vibe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For being a predator?
Jeez. Oh, 13 Reasons Why was big. I remember the first season of that show. My gosh, that was
I was enthralled by that.
The first season was great. And then, like a lot of them, it kind of just lost itself a little bit. Bridgerton comes in at 7, Brian.
Yeah, there we go.
The Queen's Gambit.
That's a chess
at
thing, huh?
6, which was awesome.
I've got to see that.
Queen's Gambit's so good. If you haven't seen it, you need to.
It's about the chess board, right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Just specifically about the board and its uniqueness.
Oh, here we go. 5 is Ozark. Ozark's in here.
Oh, here.
Boom, baby.
Thank you.
4 is Dahmer.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer story.
I was living up in Wisconsin when that was going on.
Oh, man.
That is terrifying.
Very much so.
Yeah, I have no interest.
3 is Adolescence. It's a limited series. I think it's out right now. It's got really good reviews. I have not watched it either, but it's already over 139 million views.
Is it like one of those Euphorias? Is it just buck wild? Ridiculous?
Oh, I don't know. It's a limited series. Let's see kind of what the write-up.
I'm ready for Euphoria to come back, by the way.
Is it?
I'm ready for it to come back is what I'm saying. It gets to drop on. Yeah.
I guess 13-year-old gets
to Cassie. From the TV show,
not the other one.
Yeah.
A 13-year-old gets accused of murdering his classmate, his family therapist, and then the detective in charge are all left asking what really happened.
Is this based on a true?
Could be. Not. It could
unbelievable,
be
unbelievable, dude.
Four episodes.
I do remember
just
that.
Dropped.
I do remember seeing that.
Stranger Things at number 2. Surprised it wasn't number 1. Netflix best show of all time, but number 1. Most
I mean, Stranger
viewed.
Things got bizarre. It went from like an interesting kids adventure show like the Goonies to what the bleep sci-fi.
Thank you. I loved Stranger Things, and then I don't remember what season it was, 3 or 4, but the first episode had me so scared. I was like, I'm never watching this show again. And I dropped it right
the
there.
Most recent
there was
season.
A moment where I was literally by myself in my apartment in the living room, and I was like shaken to my core about how scared it was. Whatever the hell, something just turned into something ridiculous.
Okay, well, get wifey to hold your hand. You need to catch back up because the last season was epic.
Unbelievable, dude. I don't think I can do it.
Maybe I'll just jump into the last season of that.
Ooh,
sounds
so
nice.
Good. There was a down season. And it might have been like 2.
Might have been when I bailed.
Yeah, but it's picked back up. Stranger Things is right back at the top of its game. But number 1 most popular Netflix show of all time is Wednesday.
Never seen that
Which
one.
I believe
I
have ever heard of
that. I think you need to send whoever wrote this list a nasty email, bro.
Well, it's based on views, so it's got more views than any other show.
I see.
What's that about?
Cop out.
Yeah.
So our nasty email might need to go to like the entire United States. I don't know.
Could be bots.
What is Wednesday?
What's Wednesday about?
Wednesday Addams.
Hump Day.
The Addams Family.
Oh.
Jenna Ortega starred in it.
Did I see a clip of her like, I'm the only one allowed to torture my brother?
Yeah, probably.
And then she ends up like doing something crazy.
I'm more clueless than you are on this one, Brian. I've never heard of the show Wednesday. It's crazy.
Pugsley, Winsley.
All righty. Well, thank you, Will Chuck.
Yeah, Pugsley,
top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on the Fan. Top stories of the day coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll look at Rangers. We'll look at Stars and Cowboys OTAs and everything going on there. But Jake Berger joins us next. It's the Rangers Player Show here in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Full report on day one of the OTAs coming up here at 3 o'clock. Broadus is actually on the phone right now, gathering intel for you. It's time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. And joining us now is one of our favorite Rangers, 8-game hitting streak, been on fire wearing number 21 in honor of his daughter, which we learned about in spring training, as Jake Berger joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Man, it's so good to chat with you again. What's been working for you here?
You know, just getting back to who I am. You know, it's the biggest thing, and not trying to think too much about what the pitcher's trying to do to me and what I'm going to try and do to the pitcher. So, you know, being on the hunt and being that aggressive self and just going out there and having fun. That's what this game's about.
What was that like for you in April as you were going through that?
Yeah, you know, I feel like for me, it's just kind of part of it. Last year, I kind of had a similar 4-week stint there with the same type of thing going on where, you know, just kind of getting too wrapped up in maybe mechanics or whatever it may be, and just trying to go out there and compete the best I can, even when you don't have your move. And so that's just part of part of baseball, and that's why I think the season's so long, first off. But, yeah, it's just part of it, and you just keep moving on and can't live in the past too much.
I mean, you've had so much success and experience to draw on, so I don't imagine staying confident was that difficult for you. But is it kind of jarring when you go to the minor leagues after having the big league life for a while?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, you don't have the – whatever it may be, you know, the type of travel and all the perks that come with being a big leaguer. But it's the same game at the end of the day, and just trying to get back to who you are and take it in stride. You know, it's really easy to sulk and sit there and be negative about something like that. But for me, I took it as a positive thing, and, you know, kind of got back to who I am. Took my 3 days, got my family settled back in Tennessee. So that's always great to have that little extra family time that you didn't expect to get. And then went down to El Paso. Great staff down there, great teammates, and just had a lot of fun. And you know, I think just try and carry that that fun and just joy every single day I can.
Well, you've been crushing it ever since being recalled from AAA Round Rock. Jake Berger with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Is there anything to year one with a new team? I know you mentioned last year it was kind of similar for you to start the season, but we saw Jock Peterson also. Like, is there any bit about, I want to get out of the gates hot, I want to go ahead and set the tone to a new fan base and a new club, and you're pressing a little bit as a hitter?
Yeah, I think that's always a big part of it for a lot of guys. You know, you're trying to prove yourself to a ownership group, a front office, new teammates, new fan base. I mean, the list goes on, and that's always tough to come to terms with. But you know, at the end of the day, I think we're all true competitors, and we want to prove that, hey, like, we're here to help and we want to win. And you know, that can turn both positive and negative in terms of pressing. So. Yeah, it's just knowing who you are and being true to yourself is the biggest point in that whole thing. It's just, hey, we've done it for so long that, you know, just be yourself.
What's the Brett Boone experience been like?
He's been awesome. You know, he's played for so long and understands how hard it is to be in that box day in and day out. And just been really good at simplifying it and, you know, making sure him and I have had some really good conversations about, you know, I think for me, my default's like, oh my God, I got to pull the ball. But, you know, I think that's not who I am. When I'm at my best, you know, I'm driving the ball to right center and then pulling balls to left accidentally. And that's been the major focal point of our conversation so far.
What was your first taste of Astros Rangers in that rivalry?
That's intense. That game one, you know, 1-0 game, Hunter Brown, DeGrom. It's that's a playoff atmosphere type game, and it's super intense. And those are the type of games I want to play in day in and day out. Just to have that, you know, just back and forth, and just that energy and intenseness, and having the fans behind us during that entire series was awesome.
So you get why we hate their guts.
Yeah, for sure.
Gosh, they suck so bad, huh?
Jake Berger here with you on The Fan. What's it like watching this pitching staff? Seems like every night we're getting something exciting.
I know. It's awesome to play defense behind. You know, we're quick attack hitters, and let us get our opportunities too. You know, Evaldi gets upset if I don't flip him a ground ball to myself. So, you know, kind of that yin and yang over there. But just top to bottom, man, it's been electric. And Leiter doing what he's doing, Malle, it's so fun to play behind that entire staff.
What's been the coolest thing about being in Texas now? I mean, I can't help but think it's the food factor, but maybe it's something else.
I think it's really similar to where we're at in Tennessee, and it feels like home. And the stadium's incredible, the fans are incredible, the staff's incredible. So you know, I don't think there's anything to complain about, nothing to have any negative. I think it's all encompassing, great.
You mentioned the stadium being awesome. At one point, you were playing in Miami with the Marlins, where I'm sure just sweating like crazy. Were you ever were you going through multiple jerseys or pants during a game at that time because you were sweating so much?
I mean, I still do. I'm just a sweater, man. It doesn't matter where you're playing. It's I'm gonna have to go through a couple jerseys a night.
That's incredible. Is it usually, is that what it is, about two jerseys, like halfway through the game, you're swapping out for a new one?
Yeah, typically. And a lot of it's like, how did the first two at bats go? As well, you know, I can, yeah. if I'm 2 for 2, I'm keeping that jersey on as long as I might sleep in it that night.
So what makes Jake sweat the most out there?
Ooh, you know, I think, if we have like a lot of action on the infield, you know, I feel like I play a pretty far shift at first base with a right-handed hitter. So it's a lot of sprints over to first base, you know, kind of quick change of direction, turn, and, you know, make a play, hopefully, get hit in the chest, but that doesn't always happen over at first base. So, make a play on a ball, but, you know, I think that it's just high workload. If I'm sweating a lot, that's a good sign that I have a high workload, and that means I'm getting on base a lot and I'm getting a lot of action on the infield.
So how are we feeling about this series in the Bronx? Is it extra energy when you get to play at Yankee Stadium? Obviously all the history and the tradition with the Pinstripes.
Yeah, 100%. You know, they're a great team, and you know, it'll be another good matchup for us. And you know, I think anytime you come up here to New York, and it's just special. You know, you grow up watching them and what they did. You know, especially my age, and so it's just kind of surreal being here every single time you're up here and playing against a really good ball club. And you know, obviously last year with Miami, you know, you're not in the same league as them. And so, you know, back in the AL against them and, you know, one of the top competitors in the league.
You got that Burgertron Jake Burger on the menu at Hurtado. I have to imagine this is not your first experience with the menu item, right?
No. I think it started in college. There was a burger place kind of close to campus that made the Jake Burger. But you know, I love the different creations with the burgers and Hurtado. You know, it's unbelievable. So
it's got to be the best Jake Burger so far, right?
It 100% is, and you know, it's just really cool to be honored that way.
New York, one of the best places to eat. Of course, they're known for their pizza. You also played with Chicago. They're pretty proud of their pizza, too. Do you have a preference?
Chicago, by far. So the thing about the Chicago-style pizza is, you know, you have the deep dish that everybody talks about, but they have a thing called tavern style, which I think's unbelievable. I think it's way better than deep dish and New York-style pizza. So, you know, obviously following up with the White Sox after this, so definitely going to get a tavern-style pizza at some point when I'm up there.
So this is a thin, crisp cracker crust? Is that what we're looking at here?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I can't describe it unless, like, I just don't have the words to fully encompass how amazing that style of pizza is.
You sold me. We got to try this out. Okay, and then I did want to let you know, Jake, between the three of us here in the talk booth right now, we have a combined 6 daughters plus one more on the way. So we are a girl dad show. How's baby Penelope doing?
She's doing great. You know, she's starting to eat some solids, and so that always adds a little extra. But you know, she gets fired up anytime me or mom pull out the spoon. It's like, hey, it's time to eat, and she gives us a little dance and a jiggle. And it's really incredible watching Brooks, her older brother, just how sweet he is with her and giving her all the love and all the toys he possibly can. So it's been an unbelievable experience just seeing them two work together. I'm sure there's going to be some fights in the near future, but until then, we're taking in all the love that we can.
Well, you're the man, Jake. Thanks so much for joining us, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Salute. There he goes. Jake Burger, brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Okay, Rangers, Yankees tonight. Pregame coming up here at 5:30. First pitch shortly after 6 o'clock. We'll have the top stories of the day. A look at the Cowboys OTAs as well. Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40, and we're back here in the Nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.